Hi, we're Karen and Curtis Delzer, and we're going to help you get to know the Kelvin voice-activated talking thermostat. We're going to assume that the thermostat is on the wall, and it isn't in our case because we're doing this demo, but for you, yours will be on the wall because we're going to assume that you've already had it installed by a reputable installer, as the manufacturer wants you to do. At the top of the thermostat, you will see a digital display. It's an inch or two from the side. It's in the center top. And then to the right of the digital display is a microphone. It's a tiny little spot. You won't ordinarily even notice it being there, but it is there. It's a tiny little indentation. So that's what that thing is to the top right. Below this, from left to right, is the up arrow, which is very peculiar because you'd think that there would be the up arrow on the very right of the unit and the down arrow would be on the left. But in this case, that's not how they have that. We don't understand why they made that choice, but they did. But it's the up arrow on the left of the speaker and the down arrow is on the right of the speaker. So if you can get past that little strangeness, then it'll be fine. Below the bottom rim of the thermostat, there are two slide switches. From left to right, you'll see the fan switch, and that's auto on the left side and on the right. Then, as you move to the right side of the thermostat on the bottom, you will see another slide switch going from left to right. The first position is cool, then off, then heat. Now, if you'll place your thumbs on both of those switches, your left on the left switch, your right on the right, and move closer to the wall, you'll find two thumb depressions used for removing the thermostat from the wall for insertion of batteries. On either side, about an inch above the lower rim of the unit, are small grooves used to open the hinged door containing the programming buttons. Under the hinged door, there are six round buttons and four rectangular buttons. Two of the round buttons have dots in their centers. The buttons are arranged as follows. From left to right, top row, by itself on the very left, is the voice button, and that one has a dot. To the right of that, there's a grouping of three buttons, and there is a little bracket underneath that to denote that those buttons all go together. In that grouping, going from left to right, is set time, day, and that one has a dot, and set temperature. There's a blank space going to the right, and there's a shift button. And that shift button you'll see either going from the bottom or the top, because that is the only button on the very, very right of the thermostat. On the bottom row, left to right, there's a round button, and that's program. Then four rectangular buttons, left to right, are morning, day, evening, and night. And the far right, again, you'll find the shift button. The back of the unit is flat except for a rectangular opening for wiring. About a half an inch above the bottom rim, with the wall plate off, is the lock for the battery door. Now, generally, you're going to see if it's off the wall after the installation, you'll see it with that wall plate off because that wall plate stays on the wall, of course, and the only reason you take the unit off the wall after installation is for changing of the batteries.
You can assume I'm Curtis Delzer, and you'll be entirely correct in that assumption. Karen has done such a great job of describing the buttons on the thermostat, and it's extremely important that you know how to use those, at least how they're oriented, because what we're going to do after I show you how to put the batteries in the unit is to operate it and program it. But it's important, first of all, that you get the batteries into the thermostat in the proper way. Otherwise, it won't work, right? Well, the first thing you want to do is get some batteries. You need four AA, decent ones. You don't need NiCad since it will not recharge batteries. But some decent quality batteries such as Duracell or Eveready Alkalines would be a good idea. And since it's in a device that's not going to require you to be mucking about with it much, it's a good idea to get batteries that will not leak, so don't be putting cheap batteries in here. Also, the machine will sound better, I believe, with good batteries with good current ratings, especially if you have your speaker up high, and I'll show you how to change the volume later. Pick up your thermostat. Do you remember those little thumb depressions that were located on the bottom of the thermostat? Toward the wall, as Karen put it, those little thumb depressions are also necessary if you wish to put the batteries in the thermostat before the installer puts it on the wall, or to change the batteries. I have the thermostat in my hand, no batteries in it at all, and I'm going to push one of these thumb depressions on the left. As I'm pushing the plate away from the thermostat, it goes click, and the other one, click. The plate just rotates away from the thermostat, just like a hinge, and I just lay it down aside. The back of the thermostat now is exposed. If you orient the thermostat vertically, just as if it was on the wall, wrap your hand around the thermostat, your two index fingers should meet on the bottom about where the fingernail groove is for the battery cover door. Most little appliances have a very similar battery cover door, so I'm sure you've seen these before. You just put a fingernail into it and open the door. Turn the thermostat around, and I'm going to tell you exactly how the batteries are oriented. It's simple. You use the switches on the bottom of the thermostat as a reference point. That's all you have to remember, where the switches are and the positive terminals of the battery. Now listen to this. Install the batteries from left to right, first and third positive terminals of the batteries, those are the ones with little points on them, away from the switches. The second and fourth positive toward the switches. And that's it. So let's do that. Second and fourth toward. There's a switch right there, and here's the second and fourth wells. You have to kind of press them down pretty good. Make sure that the nubs are pointed toward the switches, the second and fourth. There's my fourth one. Push it down kind of hard. The first and third are toward or aimed at the visual display, toward the top. Here's the first one. Putting them in here. Now, to make sure it works, you turn the thermostat around and press either one of the arrow keys.
12 o'clock, midnight. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 62.
12 o'clock a.m., huh? Well, let's see if we can fix that. But I'm going to put my plate on again. Orient it in the same way it was before, and you'll notice that the plate has these little hooks. Just put them into the holes that are provided on the back of the thermostat. Click it into position, and that's all there's to it. The thermostat thinks, because it's making that little sound, that I have clapped my hands, and it wishes to hear a command. The command I would give it would be thermostat, but since it's not programmed yet, we need to check the time. Now, I have a little talking watch here.
It is 3:36 p.m.
I'm going to now program the time of day. It's important. The time button is the second button from the left on the top row. You hold it down.
Set the time.
Now you press the up arrow to the left side.
1 o'clock a.m.
That's the hours.
2 o'clock a.m. 4 o'clock a.m. 5 o'clock a.m. 6 o'clock a.m. 7 o'clock a.m. 8 o'clock a.m.
A little better for the microphone there.
9 o'clock a.m. 10 o'clock a.m. 11 o'clock a.m. 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock p.m.
What did my watch say?
It is 3:37.
You press time again, which is second from
set
the left.
The time.
It says set the time again. Now we're going to move the minutes up.
3:01 p.m. 3:02. 3:03 p.m.
Actually,
3:03 p.m.
If your number of minutes is
p.m.
less
p.m.
than
3:30,
go up. If it's over 30, go down.
3:57 p.m. 3:56 p.m. 3:55 p.m. 3:54 p.m. 3:53 p.m. 3:52 p.m. 3:51 p.m. 3:50 p.m. 3:49 p.m. 3:48 p.m. 3:47 p.m. 3:46 p.m. 3:45 p.m. 3:44 p.m. 3:43 p.m. 3:40, 3:41 p.m., 3:40 p.m., 3:39 p.m.
It is 3:39 p.m. Yep, 3:39, that's close enough. Now I press time again, which is again the second from the left.
3:39 p.m.
And it verified the time set. I believe that starts the seconds at zero. Now, after you've set the time, you want to set the day. The day button is the one with a dot on it, the third from the left on the top row. You just press it once.
Monday.
And again.
Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday.
That's today, Sunday. Now your thermostat is programmed. And if you wish to accept the factory defaults, you can just leave it as it is. If you wish to find out the current time and temperature setting, you just clap your hands a couple times. Thermostat.
3:51 p.m. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 66.
I set the thermostat up close to the microphone in such a way that it sounds a little hollow because it's sitting on the ledge of a drawer I'm using here as a temporary thermostat mount for the sake of this demonstration. That little bleeping sound you're hearing is the prompt after I clap my hands to say thermostat. There are three commands you can use. Thermostat.
3:51 p.m. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 66.
Raise.
67.
Raise.
68.
Raise.
69.
Lower.
68.
Lower.
67.
Lower.
66.
Those are the three commands. Now suppose your thermostat gets a little bit sensitive to sounds going on in your house and music, whatever. Hold down the shift key, which is the very right-hand key, and tap the evening button. You'll hear nothing. Evening's the third over from the left side of those rectangular buttons. Remember, it's morning and day and evening and night? You didn't hear anything, did you? But you turned off the clapper function. If you do that same sequence again, you'll hear that turned it back on. That same sequence turns it off. And since I don't want this thermostat to be bleeping at me all the time, I turned it off. If you wish to ascertain the current setting, just walk up to your thermostat if the clapper function is off and press either one of the arrow keys.
3:53 p.m. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 66.
It's pretty warm today. A lot warmer today than we expected. That's for sure. Suppose that the cool heat switch was in the center position. What would happen if you pressed the button? Press one of the arrow keys on the face of the thermostat.
3:53 p.m. The temperature is 83. The thermostat is disabled.
That's one way to find out if your switch is in the middle. If you want it to be cool, you press it to the left, or slide it to the left, I should say. And
3:54 p.m. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 78.
Ah, so it's running a different program, see? Pretty ingenious, these guys. That beep means your thermostat is finished listening to you or finished waiting for a command. If you were to just press one of the arrows again during that sequence, for example, I'll do it again here.
3:54 p.m. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 78.
Let's cool it down a little bit. Press down arrow.
77.
And
76.
Again, down arrows to the right.
75. 74.
Yeah, that's better. It's got 74 degrees. If you wait, that means it's no longer going to respond to the up or down arrow keys in changing its setting after the beep. If you press the arrows, it'll read the status information and then wait again to receive a command. Now, do you remember we turned off the clapper function? Suppose you walked up to your thermostat and pressed the button, and instead of pushing the arrow keys to raise and lower the temperature, you did this.
8:43 p.m. The temperature is 76. The thermostat setting is 71.
Raise.
72.
Raise.
73.
Lower.
72.
Lower.
71.
All that turning off the clapper function did was to turn off the clapper function. It didn't turn off the voice. The voice key is the first one on the left with the dot on it. You just tap it once, and it says...
Voice disabled.
And you tap it again, it says...
Voice on.
When the voice is disabled, you can raise and lower the thermostat a lot faster than you could with the voice on. You can raise and lower the time also a lot quicker. Remember how long it took us to go through all those minutes in the time? One thing that's nice about this thermostat is you can change the voice volume. There's four different volume settings, but it's difficult for you to hear it during this recording because all that is done when you press the sequence of keys to change the volume is a beep. I'll show you what it sounds like. You hold down the shift key and tap the program key. You hear a beep, another beep, another beep, and a lower volume beep. That's the minimum volume setting. That's what I've been using because it seems to have less distortion on the speaker. Highest volume has a lot of distortion.
8:45 p.m. The temperature is 78. The thermostat setting is 71.
I wouldn't recommend it. I would just use the volume that's most comfortable for you. But during this podcast and recording, I've been using the lowest volume.
8:46 p.m. The temperature is 78. The thermostat setting is 71.
This little jewel has quite a few modes. We have the clapper mode, on, which makes it available so you can get its attention by clapping your hands. We have the voice recognition mode, on, which you get its attention by speaking commands to it after you press an arrow key. You can also turn the voice off by just pressing voice.
Voice disabled. Voice on.
Top left with a dot in the center. Now, if you hold down the shift key and press that voice key,
voice disabled.
It's the same response, but what happened there is now the voice recognition will not work. It will still speak to you only if you press an arrow key.
8:49 p.m. The temperature is 80. The thermostat setting is 71.
But I can yell at it and scream at it and everything else, and nothing will happen. It'll just go beep in a bit. No, it won't even go beep. I guess they disabled that feature as well. When you turn off voice recognition with shift voice, it will turn off the beeps because it's not going to listen. If you hold down the shift key and tap voice again,
voice on.
That means voice recognition is enabled. And it looks like clapper function is turned on too. Something I just learned here. Let's turn that voice recognition off. Which is shift voice. Shift is extreme right-hand key, and voice is top left with a dot center. And then turn it back on.
Voice on.
With that same command. Let's see if the clapper function became available as well. Yes, it does. So if you do disable the voice recognition, by that means shift voice, the clapper function is disabled, and if you turn it on that way, the clapper function also becomes enabled again, even if you did turn it off. So if you want to turn clapper off, it's shift evening. I did that, and there was no response. Evening is the third button over from the left of the rectangular buttons. That's the gingerbread before we get into the main programming. Here's a recap of that. The voice key by itself.
Voice disabled.
And again. That turns on and off the voice, so it will not talk at all. Shift voice.
Voice disabled.
Now the thermostat will not respond to your commands.
Voice on.
Shift voice again. Shift is the right-hand key. Voice is top left with the dot in the center. That makes it possible now for the thermostat to respond to your commands. The other one is volume. That's the shift key and the program key. Hold down shift, tap program. Higher volume, higher volume, higher volume, lowest volume. That's a recap. What do you say? Let's delve into the programming of this puppy. You have only a certain amount of time to do the programming functions. That's why we describe the keys and continually tell you where the keys are. Because when you start to program it, sometimes the thermostat will not accept your program and you can't figure out why. That's because it took either too long
or didn't press the keys firmly enough, or something like that. But it means that you only have about 6 or 7 seconds or so before the thermostat shut off and go back to standby mode. Let's program, for example, the morning, which is the first button, the first rectangular button on the left side. And what we want to do is program the morning to start at 8 a.m., not 6, which is the factory default. First of all, you want the program to start at what temperature? You want to decide that as well. Maybe you want the morning to start out at 70. The nighttime factory low is 64. And that can be a little frosty in some instances. In some other circumstances, maybe you like to sleep with cooler temperatures, like I certainly do. But the point is, this thermostat can give you all sorts of options. Let's first decide this morning program. Do you want it to affect all the days of the week and all the days of the weekend? Do you want it to affect a certain day? That's what you have to decide. Decisions, decisions, more and more decisions. Let's just do the days of the week. Let's assume every day you want the program to start at 7 a.m., okay? You first press morning, and the thermostat says,
set morning interval.
So let's press the time set, which is the second over from the left.
Set the time.
And now you want to use the up and down arrows. Let's go up arrow, since I know
7 o'clock a.m.
that it was at 6.
8 o'clock
I pressed it again, and now I don't need to change anything else except the temperature.
Set the temperature. The thermostat setting is 78.
That's on cool. Let's get it a little cooler in the morning.
The thermostat 75.
Let's get it at 75, and that's for the thermostat setting on air conditioner. Let's press program. Oh, see what I told you? I didn't press program soon enough because I was describing, and the thing beeped at me, which told me now the program is still going to be the same as it was before I started all that. Let's press morning again, the first button of the rectangular group on the left. Now you press the time set, or whatever. You can set temperature first if you wish. Let's go down to 75.
76. 75.
Now press time set, which is the second from the left.
Set the time.
And let's go up.
7 o'clock a.m. 8 o'clock a.m.
And now press program.
The program is active.
Now the morning will start at 8 o'clock at
75
degrees for the air conditioning. Now, let's suppose it's not quite time for the air conditioning yet. What you want to do is you want to set the switch over here to heat, which is the third position from the left, the right-hand switch, as the thermostat is facing you with the visual display on top and such. Let's program the morning time to start at 8 o'clock, except I think the default is 70. Let's move it up to 72. It might be a little chilly for some people. So we press morning, which is the first rectangular button. And now, you want to set the temperature.
Set the temperature. The thermostat setting is 70.
Let's make it 72. Up arrow on the left side.
The thermostat setting is 71. 72.
Now, the day of the week's important here. We want all the days of the week.
Saturday. Sunday.
That's the weekend. Press it again.
Monday.
That's Monday only.
Tuesday.
Again.
Wednesday.
Again.
Thursday.
I'm pressing the day button, which is a third over from the left.
Saturday.
And now press it once and watch
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Now, we want to set the time.
Set the time. 7 o'clock a.m.
We want 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock a.m.
And now we want to set that program. So,
the program is active.
Press program, which is the lower button. There's the one above that is voice. And that's how that works. Did you notice that when I press the day button, which is the third over with a dot on it from the left, that the first time it said Saturday and Sunday? That's because the default is all the weekdays. When you're programming your morning, your day, your evening, and your nighttime intervals, that's the default setting is weekdays. But I wanted to make sure, and I wanted to show you what all of the different setting possibilities are, and there's a lot of them. Now, if you can imagine 7 days of the week, individually, a weekday program, that's Monday through Friday. A weekend program, that's just for half of it. That's just for the heat or the air. That's 9 different programs times 2. If you program your unit on heat, it will not affect the air conditioning program.
that you've set, it will run if you snap it over to air, or vice versa. If you're running an air conditioning program and it becomes a little too cool to be cooling, just snap it over to heat. Bingo. You got your heat settings. You can change individual days, as you heard, Monday through Sunday. And you can change 5 days or 2 days. In both modes, that's 18 different programs. Let's suppose that you've screwed it all up and you need to go back to factory defaults. You just hold down the shift button and then you hold down the morning button until you hear a kind of a raspberry out of your thermostat. Like this. That means my thermostat's been reset. What happens if I press the buttons on the front?
12 o'clock, midnight. The temperature is 83. The thermostat setting is 64.
All of your programs have been reset, and so is the time, so I'll have to reprogram that. But that's no problem. And also, the clapper is probably now turned on. Yep, it is. That's how to reset it. Couple more notes here before we wind it up. When you do set daylight savings time, be sure to check the minutes, and I would set them to a known time standard, such as your computer or WWV, which you can call at 303-499-7111. You can get your time right over the phone. If you have a speakerphone, you can just compare it to the time on the thermostat, and at about 0 seconds, you can just press that time set button a third time after you have the minutes adjusted. And it should start out at the time you have set, 0 seconds. I would also verify at any time if you make a lot of changes to settings. Reset the time, the current time of your thermostat. I've found a bug in these thermostats, and that is the fact that whenever you change the time and do a lot of manipulating of different times in different settings, morning, evening, and day and night, it does mess up the current time on the thermostat, so you need to reset it. A pain, but there it is. Another thing to keep in mind is the intervals. For example, if you have a morning set to start at 6 a.m., the nighttime ends at 5:59:59. So if your heater all of a sudden turns on at 6 o'clock, exactly, that's because the thermostat has adjusted its temperature up to a comfortable level at that time of day that you have pre-programmed. A way to determine what the settings are in your thermostat is to press one of the interval buttons, for example, day.
Set day interval.
And then the temperature.
Set the temperature. The thermostat setting is 66.
And then press time.
Set the time.
And then time again.
Set the time.
And the time again.
9 o'clock a.m.
That's the day starting time. And that happens to be one of the factory settings. What about evening?
Set evening interval.
You press temperature.
Set the temperature. The thermostat setting is 70.
Press time.
Set the time.
And press time again.
Set the time.
And time a third time.
4 o'clock p.m.
That's the default setting for the evening start time. Night.
Set night interval.
Let's press the time first, just for fun.
Set the time.
And a second time.
Set the time.
And a third time.
11 o'clock p.m.
That's the night starting time and the night heat temperature.
Set the temperature. The thermostat setting is 64.
Now, the other thing I want to mention, and this would be the last note. For example, let's say you have a setting for daytime that is just a little bit too warm, and you're going to have guests over, whatever, and you want to cool it off. All you need to do is to walk up to your thermostat after the day interval begins. Let's say your day interval begins at 9. And adjust the thermostat to the setting you wish. The thermostat will automatically start rerunning the program at evening. It won't change again until the evening time occurs, or the next interval. If you, for example, change the evening temperature during the evening time but don't set it as a program, the thermostat will keep that temperature until the nighttime interval starts. By factory default, it's 11 p.m., and then it will run its factory default unless you've changed that or run a different program at night. Or let's say you have some guests that's staying over. You're up playing cards or whatever, and it's 11 o'clock and the thing all of a sudden turns off. And hey, it's getting a little cold in here. Just walk over to your thermostat or clap your hands and raise or lower the temperature as you desire.
and it will remember that temperature until, in this case, since nighttime starts at 11 o'clock, by default, that is, it will stay that way until the next interval begins.
Morning interval.
I hope that's helped you at least become acquainted with the thermostat and given you some tips and tricks to how to use it. We certainly do like it. As far as wiring and installing the thermostat, that's beyond the scope of this podcast and certainly beyond the scope of my experience. I know that these things run between 18 and 30 volts AC. 1 ampere is the most it can carry. When the thermostat is on the wall, it runs on a combination of both wall current and batteries. And I know the batteries will last approximately 1 year from the time of installation. Have somebody do it who knows what they're doing. It's pretty important. There are certain kinds of equipment it will not run on, such it will not run on a heat pump or a 115 or 230 volt system directly, because it doesn't have the facilities to handle that amount of current or that amount of voltage. They're mainly designed for handling regular central heating and cooling.
We hope you've enjoyed this introduction to the Kelvin voice-activated talking thermostat. If this demonstration has been interesting to you and you would like to purchase this product, you can go to www.actiontalkingproducts.com. If you would like to contact Curtis, you can email him at curtis@calweb.com. That's curtis@calweb.com.
If you want to contact Karen, write to Catwacky, CATWACKY, at Verizon, VERIZON.net.
Stay warm.
Stay cool.
Enjoy your thermostat.
Thermostat. Thermostat. Thermostat. Thermostat.